Matt, it's StateLineSportsHub.com. StateLineSportsHub.com.
We kick the out of sports. It's only StateLineSportsHub.com. There is no the, but we've got everything you need.
High school sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all kinds of good things.
It's brought to you locally by
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, and Goble Waterproofing.
What is it again?
StateLineSportsHub.com.
Don't forget it.
Hey, it's Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini, and you're listening to the State Line Sports Hour on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and Tom Warner. Brian Barnhart, he has the day off today, but he is going to be at Indiana tomorrow at Bloomington. They're finally getting a couple of games. You know, Mike Meyer's a big Indiana fan.
So. I think that's the season for both of those teams right there.
Yeah, it could be.
I think the loser there might be on the short end of the stick.
I was telling Mike, I said it might be Indiana and Ohio battling it out for 6th and 7th this year. Because we actually beat Illinois and probably didn't play that well either.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ravonnie Rice did not score in that game.
He hasn't played well the last few games.
Good. Let's go to some Nick 10 basketball. And a program that just won their 1,000th game. They started a new 1,000 last night, and with us right now, we have boys basketball coach from East, Roy Sagmaster. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing well. Much better lately, that's for sure.
Good. Congratulations on that 1,000th win. We talked about it last week for the program. It just shows you that you guys have built a pretty good program, because you put a lot of wins in there the last few years.
Yeah, it's really an honor to just be allowed to be a part of it. You know, it's a coincidence. Merely on my part, I'm very fortunate and thankful that they let me stick around long enough, especially after those early years that we struggled to be able to get to the point where we can get enough win to get our program this milestone victory. And you know, we're hoping that we can be well on our way to the next 1,000 here for years to come.
You know, you say it's a coincidence, but you got to take some credit there. I mean, 5 years ago, it looked like it was probably going to be another 10, 15 years before you guys would approach something like that.
Sure. It was hard. It was very difficult during those early years, and you know, you have your moments where you kind of you're asking yourself, internally, is this something that you want to keep doing? And it's very difficult to put the amount of time and have the passion that you have to go in to compete and to struggle like that. But we thought that we always thought that there was light at the end of the tunnel. We thought we were doing the right things, and we knew we were heading the right direction. And you know, it was going to be a matter of time when we got the right group of kids to kind of get us over that hump. And now it feels pretty good. We feel very, very good, and we feel very proud of the fact that we did stick it out and that we were able to build it to where we can be a program that can be competitive and be in the top part of the conference for year in and year out.
And, you know, we went through a couple of years there, Coach, where you guys were just turning it around, and then they were going to bring in the Rockford Parks District to maybe run the programs and stuff. And actually, when that got changed over, things really picked up again. So there were some other things in there distracting you besides just boys basketball.
Oh, sure. The coaching in the Rockford schools, it's a unique experience. You're going to face a lot of adversity. You're dealing with a lot of kids who are coming from very different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are coming from backgrounds where, sometimes there's things going on in their life that are a lot bigger than basketball and even school, for that matter. And being able to be, take these kids and give them an experience and, for them to allow me to be a part of their lives, have an impact on it, and, be able to give something to have our school be proud of, it's been a fun ride.
You know, last night you guys took a step in the right direction. You know, got over 500 in the conference with a big win over Guilford. But I felt last night was really a microcosm of what your season's been so far. You know, you guys get out to a big lead in the first quarter, and then Guilford kind of chips away, and then you get out to another big lead there in the third quarter, and Guilford chips away before you finally win. You know, what do you guys need to do to maybe get a more consistent effort there?
For us, it's a complete mental approach. Going into the season, we knew that we were young, we were inexperienced. We're a little immature. Got a lot of guys that are out there playing that they're talented, but they have not a whole lot of they haven't really been game tested at the varsity level. And it's just a matter of we knew we could play at a high level, and we've seen that in almost every game we've played. We've had spurts where we look like a really good basketball team, and it's just kind of piecing it together where we could put not only one together, one quarter turn it into two quarters. When we have those lulls in that game, we need to have that poise to be able to not allow it to hurt us as much where we can give away that lead that we built up. And you know, lately what we're doing is we're starting to see that we're putting together, you know, one, two, three quarters at a time. We're doing enough to be able to take care of it, and we're stringing some wins here together. And, you know, it should be a fun stretch here for the last 10 games of the regular season going into regionals.
You know, some of those lulls, I got to imagine, could be helped by just throwing the ball down to Tony Evans Jr., though.
Yes, it would. You would think it would be easier. we've really worked hard in trying to utilize our strengths. Tony's an exceptional athlete, and he can control the game on both ends of the floor. And at times, he really does look like he's the best player in the conference. I mean, he's kind of been the glue that's held us together. Mm-hmm. He's been a very good vocal leader, and he's been the guy that's really, when he's going, we're going, and we're going well. Our guards are have improved greatly. I'm very proud of the turnaround that they've had from the beginning of the season. And, we are playing better because they're doing a good job of getting these guys in position to be successful with the basketball they'll score down low.
When you look at your team right now, I know you like to coach. You're one of those coaches that like to coach. Even when it's the end of the game and you got your other kids in, you like to coach. Have you had to use that a lot more this year than you had in the past couple of years maybe?
Yes, absolutely. It's been one of those things where, it's in the game, and even if we're down by 10, we're playing situational basketball. And I know it may bother some people in the crowd or the other team that I'm calling timeouts and subbing guys in and out, but we know that it's more about just that moment in that game, and it's about getting better, and it's about going and playing your best basketball at the end of the season. We kind of got over the hump. You know, we had some bad moments in those seasons. We had some low points where it looked like our season was going in the wrong direction. But when you go and you make a nice postseason run and you get some wins at the end of the season, at the end of it all, nobody remembers that stuff. They just remember the net that you're cutting down and the championships that you're able to win for your school.
You know, obviously you're sitting, three games back in the conference. It's not an ideal situation at this point. But, when you look at the teams above you, do you guys think you got a chance to maybe make a run here late in the season?
Yeah, we talked about it last night, is that, we can control what we can control, and that's our game, night in and night out. We're going to get a chance at all four of those teams that are above us. We're going to play them one more time each. They all have to play each other. We saw a couple weekends ago with Hanoniga, if one team has one bad weekend or, there's a key injury or something happens, someone's season could change very quickly. Mm-hmm. And all you can do is hang around, take care of what you need to do, and just be in position to where if something should happen like that, you're there in the end.
There was an article, I think it came out in the Kane County Chronicle, about the way they seed our regionals up here. Would you still like to see that change where the regionals are a little bit different than they have been? Because I think you guys have, Huntley and DeKalb come up and play with you guys?
Yeah, I'm kind of an old-school traditional with that. I came up playing at Boylan seeding the sectional, mm-hmm. the 1 through 20 or 21 teams, however it may be. And I think that's the true way to do it. It's a truer tournament. It's more balanced. I think it's... when you look at it, we make no apologies. We're glad that we're not up there, usually playing at the Hanning and Boylan Auburn Regional.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute battle to be able to get out of there. And it's almost kind of like a mini conference tournament to get out of there. And traditionally, we're a little bit stronger than some of those teams in those other regionals. And you're looking at teams that, like that one, that there's three teams that are good enough to win a sectional. One of them are going to be going home on the first night of play. So, yeah, I would like to see it. I imagine someday it may go back. I know it's been back and forth over the years, but we'll see what happens. And we're just happy that we get the opportunity to be able to go and play and be able to play and go be able to make a postseason run, unlike some other sports like football.
What's going to be your next set of conference games here, and what's going to be the key for you guys going forward?
Next game, we have Friday night. We're at home against Belvedere North. Speaking of seeding, that's an important game for us. We mm-hmm. beat them on their home floor early in the season, but we like to be able to solidify the higher seed over them by winning their second matchup. And then we go to Boylan that next Saturday night. We thought that we kind of let one get away from us, and we had an opportunity to play against Boylan. They're playing some really good basketball right now, so it's going to be a really good measuring stick to see how far we really come from when we played them back into December until now. And it's going to keep, keep getting better night in and night out. Keep playing to where we're really, it's a really long practice, and we have 10 organized practices and, you know, 10 to 20 other unorganized practices to get ready for the regionals.
You know, how tough is a weekend like that? I know it's never fun to have the back-to-back games, but especially when you play a team like Belvedere North that plays that, you know, up-and-down style and gets a lot of different people in the game, you know, and really, you know, wear you out physically with all the running, and then you got to turn around the next night and face a big team like Boylan.
That's what a lot of times it comes down to is, mm-hmm. you know, you have a lot of games with what you call those trap games where if it's the night before, you worry about them. You know, you have a team that's, you know, you're looking past them because you're looking at the matchup the night before, or you play the key matchup on the Friday night and you worry about coming back and be able to, you know, play at a high level of play and do what you have to do to take care of business on Saturday. In fact, in a few weeks, we actually have Conanega on Friday night, and then we have to go play against Auburn at Rock Valley at noon the next day.
Oh, wow.
Those are tough weekends to where they're really going to test your mental and your mental toughness as a group. And, you know, that's something we've been preaching all season. And, you know, teams that are able to do that and win the games that they're supposed to are the ones that are come out on top as conference champs.
Before I let you go, IHSA made a big decision. They're going to get rid of Bodden and bring back Wilson basketball. What are your thoughts on that, Coach?
I'm pretty happy about it. I know a lot of the players are happy about it. There's a lot of people that were unhappy about it when they first made that change. I know they had signed a contract with Bond to have it for a number of years, and I saw that they signed the one with Wilson for I don't know how many years, about
yeah.
10 years, something
yeah.
like that. So we're happy about it. So now the problem of, as a school, you have to buy $75 basketballs, you have to buy enough for them to replenish your supply and build those back up. But you know, we're happy, you know, it's anything that will help make the game a better experience for our kids, you know, I'm all for it.
We've been talking with East head coach Roy Sackmaster. They won a game last night over Guilford, 69-58. Always glad to talk to you, Coach, and thanks for being on today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Roy Sackmaster, the head coach at East. Always fun to watch him, and he has done a great job over there for the E-Rabs.
Yeah, he really has, and, you know, doing a really, really good coaching job this year, I think, with that team.
Yep.
You know, it's a pretty inexperienced team, as he said. You know, I was going to kind of tease him, but I didn't. You know, it's a lot easier to be a coach when you got Isaiah Box or Steve McNeese before that. You know, it makes his job a little bit easier, you know. Granted, he's got Tony Evans Jr. this year, but doesn't really have that, you know, big-time guy that he's had the last few years, you know, and especially not the depth that they've had. But he's doing a really good job with the guys that he has, a lot of size down low, and they're starting to get those guards to kind of come around. And, you know, if they can keep going in that trend, you know, they can make some noise at the end of the year.
He likes to coach. That's why I like to watch
him. Yeah.
And also, they were just, a shot away in overtime to Jefferson last year, and Jefferson ended up going and playing Boylan for the chance to go to Super Sectionals.
Well, and, you know, last year was a year, you know, and again, they probably feel like they let one get away last year with that, you know, because that was a team going into the year a lot of people thought were going to be, you know, the team to beat, you know. So,
yes.
You know, maybe they can do that this year. You know, last year Jefferson was a middle of the conference team, you know, that got hot in the playoffs. You know, everybody kind of gelled together and then they made a run. You know, maybe East can do that this year. You know, they're kind of in the middle of the pack right now, but, you know, maybe it comes together as the season ends and all of a sudden you get into the tournament and maybe they can make a deep run there.
Yeah, he sure can.
Right.
He would be scary to play right now.
Yes, he would.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to wrap up the State Line Sports Hour right here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StateLineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Bisconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.